The tree was corduroy. The wood of the trail was covered with a film of mud. They stopped at several houses to ask where Carter's place was. Everyone said they were headed right. How far?
2-3 hours, maybe more. Looking for Carter, he's in his house now.
How far?
It will take you about 3 hours more. How did you happen to come here? Where are you from? Who told you about me? Are you a tourist or traveling on business?
Lee was drunk. He began talking in chunky lingo, explaining he was looking for Yage or ayahuasca. He understood the Russians and the Americans were experimenting with this drug. Lee said he figured there might be a buck in the deal for both of them. The more Lee talked, the cooler Cotter's manner became. The man was clearly suspicious, but why or of what, Lee could not decide. After dinner, Cotter led the way with a flashlight that developed power by pressing a lever.
I guess you can make out here.
Lee lay down on a cot next to the wall. Allerton lay down on the outside, and Cotter adjusted the mosquito.
Mosquitoes?
No vampire bats!
Cotter left. Lee put one arm across Allerton's chest and snuggled close. He stroked Allerton's shoulder gently.
Slack off, will you? And just go to sleep.
His arm back, his whole body contracted with a shock. Slowly, he put his hand under his cheek. He felt a deep hurt, as though he were bleeding inside.
He was standing in front of the ship Ahoy. The place looked deserted. He could hear somebody crying. He saw his little son and knelt down and took the child in his arms. The sound of crying came closer. A wave of sadness. And now he was crying
his body shaking with sobs. He held his son close against his chest.
Sadness of his dream. He stretched out a hand towards Allerton, then pulled it back.